is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pawleys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pawley. It's February 20th, 2007, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, our ads on WKSQ in Ellsworth, Maine, are getting phenomenal response. Is there any chance that we could ever go back and live there again? It was so nice when we did.
Sadly, Alora, I don't think so. This would even be beyond my capabilities. The only possibility of this happening, that you going back there and living permanently, would be if some church in Ellsworth became God's holy residence on earth. And we don't think there's any opportunity of that. But we're quite sure that you will visit there quite often, and you will establish a strong colony there and have quite a few followers there, but we don't think you'll ever be able to go back. If the people in Maine did everything that they were supposed to have done for you, publish your books and everything, and support you the way they were supposed to support you, and turn from sodomy and stop sodomizing God's children and return to God's way, anything is possible, but we don't think we would be able to accomplish this. It is sad. It is a sad circumstance. But we're sure we will have loving and caring people there that will do a lot of work for us. But we have a lot of work to do there, Alora, because so many people have been turned from God and are now following the ways of sodomy and sodomizing their children and giving up God's way to be popular. And so, no, I am afraid you won't be able to go back there.
Oh, that's too bad, Nazarene, but I'm glad we will still be able to visit.
I'm sure Ellsworth will still be a powerful place for God, Alora. I'm sure of that. It's just going to take a little work, that's all.
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Pawley here. I have written a book called The Book of the Nazarene, which tells of my early adventures with Jesus of Nazareth called the Christ. What's the address, Linda?
voicesfromspirit.com/B15N7/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. We're sure you will enjoy it, as many have enjoyed it before.
We're back. Nazarene, Demetrius woke up Thursday with bruises on his knuckles and bite marks. This is some of the worst we've seen in quite a while. What was he fighting?
He was after a demon in Iraq, Alora, that was guiding one of Al-Qaeda's leaders there and guiding him. And we were going after him, and Demetrius was distracting the demon to keep it from giving him any help. And it put up a fight. It didn't want to lose its host. And boy, when these things put up a fight, they put up a fight. But when Demetrius gets in there and goes after them, they're in trouble. But Demetrius is a scrapper, Alora. He loves to get in there and mix with these creatures of darkness. He lives to hunt and destroy evil, and whenever he gets a chance to go after one of these things, when we have the power to conquer it and give him a chance to fight it, he'll fight it, and he'll take some bruises, he'll take some bites to get in there and get after it. And to tell you the truth, Alora, I love to watch him fight these things. It's a terrible thing to say, but I love to see him go after evil, and I love to see him destroy evil. And he has the power to do it. Sometimes people don't like that, especially when he stands in the hall of judgment and condemns them. But Demetrius is the Lord of Light. He is a fighter for the people of spirit. And boy, he can fight, and he loves to fight. He loves to get in there and mix with the creatures of darkness and give them what for, and he gives them what for.
Wow, Nazarene, it must be really awesome when him and John Lennon get together and start fighting them.
God's power in motion, Alora. God's power in motion. That's all I can say. God's power in motion.
We'll be back again.